Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get for my pain? Betray desire. And I.
Welcome to another edition of IMAC here on a Saturday night, St. Patrick's Day. I'm your host, of course, McCorley Matthew, and on the other line, as usual, my co-host, William, Willy Boy Remote. So, Will? Hey, what's up, Will?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to your listeners out there who celebrate.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys. We've ruined St. Patty's Day, you know that?
How so?
It's supposed to be like a cultural, religious holiday to honor a saint. But instead, we choose on St. Patrick's Day to drink and go to bars and pubs and get wasted and get arrested. I mean, is this how we celebrate religious holidays these days? I mean, I don't mind. Don't get me wrong. You know, I like getting drunk just like, you know, any other teenage girl. I'm saying, we've ruined the holiday. You know, it's not a religious holiday anymore. It's just a day to party and just get drunk. Don't you agree?
Yeah, that's pretty much how people celebrate.
Yeah. And the thing is, I went to church today. Can we clap for that?
I'll give you a clap for that.
I went to the Christian Cultural Center, which is like a freaking the biggest church in New York City. This church is so big, man. Jesus himself would freaking eat. Man, I think Jesus is paying for that freaking church right there. Because it's like, it has an ATM, it has an aquarium, it has a parking space. They got a cafeteria in there. When I walked in there, I was like, God damn, who's paying for this?
I
know this ain't coming out of my tax money.
Yeah, I think God and damn, it's going to be the last thing that should be coming out your mouth and going to a place like
that. If God's paying for that, man, that's I got to give God his props for that. Because that definitely is one of the prettiest churches I've ever seen also. It's all clean, it's all nice. And there's a lot of good-looking girls that sort of there. And I thought the Brooklyn Tabernacle was the biggest one, but this church overshadows it, man. It's like going back to Brooklyn College again, I felt like. I was walking up the campus, going inside. I felt the Holy Spirit hit me. I mean...
Oh. You should go back there.
Yeah, I should go there. Yeah, for the Holy Spirit and for the girls.
Yeah, I should go there too.
Yes, the CCC. It's on Flatlands in East Brooklyn. You know, it's definitely a beautiful church to go to, and you know, nice people there too, friendly people. There's a couple of older women that I saw there that looked really fine. And you know, some of these Christian women, they're like freaks of nature, you know. So they wouldn't have mind if I asked them for their numbers, but you know, I didn't. I wanted to be the good old Christian boy.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to be a good archer.
Yeah, but shit, I would bang the shit out of them. Amen to that. But yeah, the CCC, look that up. They have services on Sunday and during the week. If you guys want to go and check it out, you know, go to their website, ccc.com or .org, I think. You know. It's 12020 Flatlands Avenue. I went there today because, you know, one of my relatives, they were having a baby dedication there, so that's why I went. Service lasted for about 2 hours, I'd say. It was a good service, very inspiring. Words of worship, you know.
Really nice.
That was my day, yeah, you know. So unlike some other people, you know, I spent my day actually celebrating the holiday as a religious thing rather than drinking my ass off. I did good on St. Patrick's Day instead of doing bad. I should be thanked and honored for that.
Well, thank you for
I was a good boy today.
Yep.
What about you, Will? What's going on with you? How did you spend your day?
Nothing, you know, just watching the Knicks game. Funny how you mentioned that. I was just before I was speaking to you, I was reading that the Action Bible I was telling you.
The what?
No, I said before. You know, I was watching the Knicks game.
Right.
Before I spoke to you, I was reading the Action.
The Action. You keep cutting out for some reason.
And I said the Action Bible. Remember that comic book Bible?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Right.
So we both had a religious thing going.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd say yours top mine.
Oh, shit, yeah. Of course, man. God, church, hot women. I mean, nothing more you can ask for, right?
Right about that?
Yeah. But the Knicks, yeah, they played a good game tonight, and they did. I don't know who the hell are these guys. I don't know where they got them from, but keep them.
Yeah.
Just
don't tell David Stern we have people, you know, pretending to be Knicks players.
I hope no one tells him. But let's hope they keep it on, you know.
Hopefully this streak will be even better than the Linsanity 7-game win streak.
I hope so. It looks like they're playing looser and they're playing more freely, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Woodson.
Yeah. I hope they keep it up. But,
I don't know. He looks like he's finally buying in. He's not looking to score as much.
Yep.
He's actually passing the ball. Yeah. Carmelo Anthony actually knows how to pass the ball.
Yeah. Let's go Knicks.
Yeah,
and I know you'll be talking more about them on your show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. October Radio.
Definitely. Okay, what did I want to talk about tonight? I wanted to do we did this last time, like sometime last year. What would you do? Remember, Will, I would ask you, you know, several questions and give you several scenarios on what would you do in some awkward situations.
Right.
I want to do another version of that tonight. I want to do a what would you do too.
Sound good.
You know, give you some scenarios and ask you some questions and what would you do in some situations. And you could even come up or create your own scenario and, you know, test me and see what my answer would be.
Sure. After I give you my answer, you tell me what you would do.
Okay. But before we get to that, I want to talk about your obsession.
With what?
Your obsession with Kate Upton. Will is obsessed with this woman.
What?
Like, it's crazy.
Ain't that great?
I mean, you know, she's hot. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Kate Upton, I would bang her in a second if I had the opportunity. You know, I mean, she's fine, you know, but she's not, you know, you were comparing her to Marilyn Monroe earlier this week.
I'm saying the swagger.
Yeah, she definitely has, like, the aura and the, you know, the style. She doesn't have,
you know, on that level. I'm saying she's gross. Saying this, like,
Right. I mean, she's close. She's close to it. Don't get me wrong. I think maybe it may take a few years for her to reach, you know, Marilyn Monroe's level, but she's not quite there yet.
I think if she started doing acting.
Yeah,
serious acting, I think that would give her that extra edge to put her to that level.
Right. I think acting would definitely help. I mean, she's already one of the, you know, best, one of the hottest women right now, so. And she's young. She's like, what, 19, 20?
Around it, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
She has a lot of years for her to, you know, progress and get even better. I can't even imagine her getting better than what she is right now. Like,
I can't either.
Goddamn.
That's like Ophina. I'm like Undertaker Circle 1991.
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah. Yeah, like Mickey Mantle, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she's definitely hot, but like, you're in love with her, man.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I'd met her. That's kind of strong.
That's good, though. It's not a bad thing.
I think she's fine. Bad about that. I'd have to go on a date, at least.
Right. I mean, that's not bad. You know, she's a good-looking girl. I would definitely, you know, like I said, I would definitely bang the crap at her. You know, give her the last ride and show her the ropes.
What is that, another Undertaker reference? Must be his birthday or something.
Yeah, but she's good looking, though. What would you, like, if you had the opportunity, what would you do with Kate Upton if you had the chance? You know? I'm talking about, like, going on a date. Like, where would you take her, and how would the night pan out? You know, What happened? Give me the lowdown on what would you do with her.
I can't communicate, talk to her,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, come up with something.
Okay.
Can't come up with something right now, but you're gonna come up with something.
You'd have to take her to a restaurant, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, no doubt.
And maybe take her a walk in the park.
Yeah,
maybe.
Find it.
And the bedroom following.
Or talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Something like that, you know, like how you know, what a woman.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Definitely. I could see it, Will. Hey, listen, you should definitely send her something on Facebook. But then again, now I'm saying that, now all my other listeners are going to be sending her something.
Nah, I'm not good.
Yeah, she's hot, though. She's a babe.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the what would you do to. All right, so I'm just going to give you some scenarios, and you tell me, you know, what would you do in these situations, you know?
Sure.
Give me your take. Okay, let me start here. And a lot of these I found throughout the internet. And let me find some good ones here.
Yeah, I have a feeling these are going to be real good.
Yeah, they look good. They're going to be real good. Okay, here's one. Let's say a berserk gunman shot and killed three pedestrians at a nearby mall. He then ran. The police subdued someone who fit the description and placed him under arrest. They then ask you to come down to the station and judge him. They let you talk to him for about 10 minutes. You ask him many questions to this man, but he cannot respond. You wonder why. He has a sad face and a sad expression on his face. Time's up. The police want a straightforward answer. Should he be locked up or let free? How would you respond?
So, without a doubt, this person is the one that committed.
You don't know if that's a person. He fits the description.
Do you mind saying this quickly one more time? You know, so I can kind of get the visual, the whole visual in my head.
Sure. The gunman, a berserk gunman, he shoots and kills three pedestrians at a nearby mall. He then runs away. The police find someone who fit his description and place him under arrest. You were one of the people who observed the gunman, but you didn't get a clear look at his face. So police ask you to come down to the station, and they question you for 10 minutes. They ask you to talk to the guy for 10 minutes. The person that you're questioning, they don't answer your questions, and they have a sad expression on their face. And the time runs up, and the police want a straightforward answer on whether that person should be locked up or let free. How would you respond?
First of all, why would they be giving me questions? I mean, it's not like I'm a cop.
No. They're asking you to ask him questions.
Well, why would they ask me to ask him questions and not them?
You're one of the people who observed the killing.
Yeah, but is that even actual protocol that have people ask, you know, a suspect? Shouldn't that be like a cop's job?
Well, listen, these are just scenarios. These are not,
okay.
You know. What would you do, you know, if that did happen?
Okay, I'm using too much logic. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's say, like you said, somehow that happened. The final question is, what would I say?
Yeah, would you tell the police to lock him up or let him free?
I'd say lock him up and don't make him have a trial to see, you know, whether in the meanwhile they'll find the evidence, whether if it's him or not, and continue the search.
But how do you know if that was really him? The person? How do you know if that person that you're questioning is really the person, the gunman? It might be the wrong person.
I don't, but I can't take the risk of letting him free and continue to do more stuff.
So you would tell them to lock him up until they further investigate?
To find out if it's him or not.
But that might be an innocent man, though.
Yeah, but if I let him free and he's the one that did it, then you might never catch him again.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree. You can't take a chance. You have to lock the person up until you further investigate to find out if that was really him.
Yeah, I didn't say to execute the guy. I said to lock him up, try to do the thing. If it's not him, you release him. You give him, you know, monetary compensation.
Right, right.
Locked up wrongfully.
I agree with you. I would do the same thing. I would have them just put him in prison, and then, you know, if they find out that it wasn't him, then they let him go. Yeah. Good. That's a good one, Will. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, here's something else. Okay, let me see here. Okay, let's say there's been an accident, right? You're an emergency worker that has just been called to the scene of an accident. When you arrive, you see that the car belongs to your wife. Fearing the worst, you rush over to see that she's trapped in the car with another man.
Whoa.
She sees you, and although barely conscious, she manages to mouth the words, "I'm sorry." You don't understand, but her looks answers your question. The man next to her is her lover, with whom she's been having an affair with. So you're in shock. You're devastated by what your eyes have just told you. As you step back, the wreck in front of you comes into focus. You see your wife is seriously hurt and she needs attention straight away. Even if she gets attention, there's a very high chance she'll die. You look at the seat next to her and see her lover. He's bleeding heavily from a wound to the neck, and you need to stem the flow of blood immediately. It will only take about 5 minutes to stop, but it will mean your wife will definitely die. If you tend to your wife, however, the man will bleed to death despite the fact it would have been avoided. So who would you choose to work on and you know, save their lives? The man who cheated with your wife, or your wife who cheated and had a affair with another guy?
Well, obviously it's my wife. I mean, I would try to save my wife first, and I would, even though the guy, I don't like the guy, I'd save the guy too, and then when if he recovers, I'd whoop his butt when he
But you have to choose one person. You can't choose both. You have to choose one. You don't have time. One of them is about to die in 5 minutes.
Even though she betrayed me, I'd save her.
You would save the wife then?
Yeah, I'd feel betrayed, but I'd save her.
Yeah, well, you know what I would do?
What, neither?
I would save neither one of their lives. Both of them were going to die. I would just walk away. I don't give a damn. Like, if a woman did that to me, and she, you know how hurtful that is to find out someone cheated on you?
Of course. I know. That's what I'm saying. Even though she betrayed me, I would save her.
I would wish death on her, and at that moment, death is probably going to occur anyway, so
why would you save her? Why would you have to wish?
Because she's freaking cheated on me with another dude.
Yeah, but she's going to eventually die anyway.
Well, then, yeah, let her die. But I'm not God. I can't save people. Shit.
Well, you could attempt to save her.
Man, screw that. She saved herself. Should have thought of that before you cheated on me with another man.
I would have saved her and divorced her afterwards.
Yeah, but you know who I would save? Yeah, I would probably save the wife if I had one person to choose. But she bet that. But you know what? I'm not going to go visit her in the hospital to see if she's okay. And I'm definitely going to get a divorce right away.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to divorce myself.
Yeah, so if I had to choose, I agree with you. I'd pick the wife, you know. You know, screw that other guy.
Well, like I said, if I could...
I would have beat him to death anyway, so he would have eventually died.
Well, if I had one, I'd say my wife.
Right. Yeah.
I would try to save him, too. I wouldn't want his blood on my hands. But
right.
When he recovers, I'd whoop his behind. Maybe he'd die either way.
Okay, let me find another one here. Let me see here. Okay, here's one. Okay, so you're walking down a quiet back street at night. There's only you and this other woman there. She trips and lands awkwardly on a sharp object that cuts deep into her arm. Blood starts gushing out and you start running towards her with the intention of helping and stopping the bleeding. But as you get closer, she shouts that she's HIV positive. Now, you don't have any cuts or open wounds visible, but you stop and think if helping her is best. You can see the blood is not clotting quickly, so stopping the blood is crucial. You have not phoned the emergency services at this point, so what would you do? Would you help her? With all the blood, she's gushing out blood, but she's HIV positive. Would you take the risk of helping her?
I would try to help her. I'd try not to get the blood on me, but I would try to save her.
Right. So you would, you would help her even though you know she's HIV positive and you know.
I'd try to see how I could help her. Call the police, or ambulance.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I would try. I mean, like, unless I have a cut. If I know I have a cut or something. If I don't have a cut or any open wound, I would help them. I mean, I don't give a damn about the blood. I'll just you know ignore it and just. Focus on stopping the bleeding.
Yeah, I try to help her.
But I'll be very cautious though. I mean, I'll try not to get any blood on me just to be safe.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Besides, I mean, if I'm meant to die, I'm gonna die.
Right, right. So I agree with you there. Yeah.
I would have tried.
Okay. Here's a crazy one. A madman.
These are all crazy so far, but...
Okay, here's one. A madman has threatened to explode several bombs in crowded areas, has been apprehended. Unfortunately, he has already planted the bombs, and they are scheduled to go off in a short time. It is possible that hundreds of people may die. The authorities cannot make him divulge the location of the bombs by conventional methods. He refuses to say anything and requests a lawyer to protect his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. In exasperation, some high-level officials suggest torture. This would be illegal, of course, but the officials think that it is nevertheless the right thing to do in this desperate situation. Do you agree? If you do, would it also be morally justifiable to torture the mad bomber's innocent wife? That is the only way to make him talk? What would you do?
What's the question?
Well, they apprehended, like, you know, police officials, they apprehended a mad bomber who planted bombs in several locations. But he doesn't want to reveal the locations. He's telling the police officials he wants an attorney. So would you torture him to get an answer of where he planted those bombs?
Oh, do that to him?
Yeah, would you have him tortured to in order to get him to talk or, you know... If you had to, would you torture his innocent wife to make him talk?
No, if I had to choose between, I would be, or at least maybe lie to him.
You would torture? No, but would you have him tortured or?
Man, that's messed up.
Yes, I mean, you got to get him to talk. I mean, he's planted you know several bombs that'll kill hundreds of people. So you have to get some information out of him, or else.
I wouldn't want to, but I guess I would. I guess I would have to. I mean, to save other lives. That was the case I had to.
Yeah, I would have to also. I mean, I want to torture his wife, but I'll torture him.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I mean, hundreds of people are gonna die, so you got to get some answer out of him.
Exactly, but most likely, even if you do that, he probably wouldn't.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That is true because, I mean, you know, most likely he wants to die anyway, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if he's crazy enough to plant bombs, who knows how crazy he is. How crazy he is.
But, yeah, I guess you have to try. People's life. Yeah.
I agree. Okay. All right. So let me find a few more here. Okay, here's one. Okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're on a crowded street in the middle of the day, and you're late for school. You're late for work. You notice a man drop $10 on the floor. He hasn't noticed, and neither has anyone else. You could pick it up and walk away, and no one would be any wiser. You're in a rush, and a man is going the opposite direction to you, so going after him would make you late. Simply walking away will get you to work quicker. So what would you do?
So what are the two? What's the two scenarios to do?
No, you're in a crowd of people in the middle of the day. You're late for work. You see a man drop $10, right? He dropped the $10 and he's going the opposite direction that you're going to. Now, do you make the decision to go after him? But if you do go after him, you'd be late to work.
Sure.
Or do you just pick up the $10 and just go to work?
I'd go after him.
Wow, even to be late?
I wouldn't want to be late, but I mean...
And this is $10, remember?
Yeah, I know. I mean, but then again, that could have been all he had, for all we know.
Right.
You don't know his situation. That could have been his money, all his money he had, his family. Could have used it to buy his kid a birthday cake, whatever, I don't know. He might not need it, but I guess I'd take the chance and...
Man, you ever heard of losers, keepers, finders, weepers?
Yeah, I've heard of that. I mean...
Wait, no, it's opposite. I mean, losers, weepers, finders, keepers, I mean.
I thought about it. It wasn't as a slam dunk as the others, but...
Man, there's been plenty of times I found money on the floor and I haven't given it back. Well, most of the time because there's no one there who I saw that dropped the money, so... But then again, you know, if I saw someone actually drop money... And they're there, right, you know, right next to me or a few feet in front of me, I'd probably run after them, you know. But then again, if I'm going to be late to work, I'm not going to take that chance. You know, so it's, you know, it's a tough question. It's a tough, you know, situation, but.
Yeah. I'd help the guy out and just try to watch him faster to hopefully, yeah, I could.
Then again, $10 could buy me lunch for today, so, you know.
Well, that's I would have gave it 10 because I don't know what his situation is.
Right. Well, that's nice of you, Will.
Thanks.
Fairly nice of you. Okay, so let me find a couple more here. Okay, you're walking home from a store at night. It's 11 p.m. You're alone, and the street you're walking on is poorly lit. You see two men in darkness. You soon realize one is mugging the other. He's being threatened with a gun, but neither one of them has noticed you yet, so you could easily walk away and go home safely. You can tell it's beginning to get heated, and there's a high chance the mugger will shoot the victim. What do you do?
That is a tough one.
Do you walk away and let the victim possibly die, or do you go to save them? And you're going in their direction, so you see it.
Wow, that is a tough one. Man. My first instinct would be to leave, but then again, if I leave, the guy's going to get hurt.
Right.
Or, you know, the guy could get killed, and then I get killed after.
Right.
You know what? I'd try to help the guy. That way, I'd save the guy, hopefully save myself too, or anybody else.
Even if that means that you might get shot or killed yourself.
Yeah, but I might get killed. If the guy sees that I ran away and killed the guy and then kills me.
That's true. I would call the cops.
Well, yeah, definitely. I would definitely do that. That's for sure.
And if someone has a gun, I'm not going to take that chance. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, you're right. The guy does have a... Yeah, that is right.
I mean, I'll call the cops and hopefully help the victim. before or after they're shot, but I'm not going to, I can't intervene in that situation if someone has a gun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you do have a point.
Yeah, I'm not going to put my life on the line too, shit.
That is a tough situation.
It is tough, you know? It's,
man.
It's, I mean, if it's a midget, I'll freaking beat the shit out of him. But, I mean, if it's like a freaking dude, a thug, or a muscular guy, I can't take them. Especially when they have a gun, you know, so it's tough. But I don't think I would intervene. I'll try to call the cops. And maybe if the mugger leaves, I'll go help out the victim to see if they're okay.
Wow. That is a tough.
Yeah, it's definitely it's risky. It's a very risky thing.
Yeah, the way you look at it, it's risky.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So let me find another one here. Okay, here's this is another tough one. These have all been tough, by the way.
Yeah, they all have been.
Okay. This one. A pregnant woman leading a group of people out of a cave on a coast is stuck in the mouth of the cave. In a short time, high tides will be upon them, and unless she is unstuck, they will all be drowned except the woman whose head is out of the cave. Fortunately, or unfortunately, someone has with him a stick of dynamite. There seems no way to get the pregnant woman loose without using dynamite, which will probably kill her. But if they do not use it, everyone will drown. What should they do?
So the scenario is they use the dynamite, might kill the pregnant woman. But
yeah, and it'll help them escape out of the cave.
But if
they don't do it, they'll drown, and the woman will be stuck there in the mouth of the cave.
But she'll die too.
Yeah.
But if you use the dynamite, there's a small chance she could survive and everybody else could survive.
Possibly, yes.
I guess you'd have to try to use dynamite strategically to try to make a chance that she and everybody else could get out.
So you would use the dynamite, even risking the fact that she might inevitably, it would kill her. It would most likely kill her, because that's the only way. It'd be the mouth of the cave where she's basically stuck in.
What about if you put just a little bit enough to open it, but not enough that it will...
No such thing.
So what's
she'd probably
option?
Die, so...
What's the other option?
Wait, what was the other option again? Well, if they don't use the dynamite, everyone will dry. So, do you leave all of them there? The real question is, do you use the dynamite or don't you use the dynamite?
Yes, you have to use the dynamite and just be careful that it won't blow on her eyes somehow.
Right.
Because if you don't do nothing, it guarantees a 100% chance that everybody dies anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, saving a bunch of people over one person is more important, I guess.
But it'd be two people. It's the mother and the kid, the unborn kid.
Right, yeah. Two people, yeah, but it is an unborn. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. It'll be two people. But then again, you have these groups of people that are stuck in a cave. I don't know. It's really tricky.
But there's still a small chance that the mother and the kid could survive, too.
Yeah, but it'll inevitably kill her, remember? Because she's stuck. The dynamite is going to be where she is. It's going to be planted where she's stuck in.
What about
when it explodes, it's going to explode. It's going to, you know, for sure, the whole area where she's stuck is all going to explode. And they'll be free to escape.
What about if you use a small dose that it won't have? It will be effective, but not like... ridiculously,
that wouldn't make any sense. That would still probably kill her.
Either way, she's gonna die.
She's gonna die. Yeah.
I guess before you do it, pray and then try to do it to save them.
Yeah, I mean,
Because either way, they would all end up, he would end up dying in.
Yeah, I mean,
like, if you try to save her, there's a small chance that she could be saved.
Right.
Hurt, but saved.
Yeah, well, you'd have to take that chance, I guess.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I would. I'd use a dynamite. I mean, sorry to say, but you know, I gotta take that chance.
Yeah, everybody's safe.
Yeah, exactly. But it's tricky.
Yeah, it would be. Thank God I don't have to do any of these situations.
Thank God we don't have to encounter any of these situations, I hope.
I know. It's just hard. I'm just trying to have a visual of these situations in my head while you're telling me.
Yeah, they're tricky. Well, got to end the show here. I hope you enjoyed playing What Would You Do 2. And, Will, you want to plug your show real quickly?
Yeah, you know, check out Sports Urban Legend tomorrow, 6 p.m. Only on Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully on this show, this great show, IMAC, we'll have some more crazy scenarios next time, some other time.
Yes, definitely. And you guys enjoy your St. Paddy's Day, and I hope you guys don't get too wasted. And, Will, thanks again for coming out and, you know, being my co-host on the show. And I'll see you guys next week.